Is healing from God real, or is it just a hoax? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Ken Campbell, who experienced healing even though he didn't even really know it existed.
I think that's a pretty cool thing when you get healed and don't even realize that it exists and that God actually healed you. Right. I remember not even thinking about that, honestly. Growing up, I believed there was a God, as we've talked about, but I thought like miracles were really big things. Like the way I thought of miracles were like little statues crying, or like I didn't realize that God was the God of healing back in the Bible. But then when I became a Christian, I didn't know if he could heal today or if that was just stories of how he was.
Yeah. Well, I was maybe further opposite. I didn't believe in healing at all. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, how illogical. Mm-hmm. How could someone get healed? That, how preposterous, you know, especially because I didn't believe in God, one. But as a scientist, you know, I just was really like, all logic, reasoning, anything besides that, there's something that's going to explain it. Mm-hmm. There's something to explain that. But when I became a Christian, I, like you, I began to experience healing. Mm. I began to remember when I first got a chance to pray for people for healing, praying for a young man in a coma, and he woke up about half an hour after I prayed for him.
Wow.
My mind said it was a coincidence, but then as I began to keep praying for people, I kept seeing miracles like that. So I began to look at it like, wait a minute, I need to document this. Mm-hmm. And today, I am a firm believer, not just a believer, have experienced and seen it, that healing is real.
And I think it's pretty interesting that people would even pray for someone if they didn't believe God was going to move on their behalf.
Because Christians do that a lot.
Yeah, so it's like, if you're going to pray for someone, but you don't really believe God is going to do anything about it, there's really no point in doing it. Mm. But I'm looking at this Bible verse right now, Matthew 4:23, and it says, "And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses." Wow. "And all kinds of diseases among the people. And he said that greater things we would do." And those greater things are things like this, praying for the sick. He said, heal the sick. Mm. And so when we have faith and we trust in him, he does the work. It's not us. So as we seek him, pray for people, he's faithful and he hears our prayers. Stay tuned to hear Ken Campbell's story of being healed.
Real Life is made possible this week with the help of Insurance One Agency and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Are you a church, ministry, or nonprofit organization that needs insurance? If so, Brandon McCrary of Insurance One Agency has the expertise and experience to help you. Call Brandon today at 214-220-1118 to get the insurance you need to protect your organization's mission. That's Brandon McCrary at Insurance One Agency, 214-220-1118.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathleen Lay, host of the Real Life Radio Show.
This is Evangelist Ann Lay, and we wanted to thank you for being a faithful listener to Real Life.
Yeah, and did you know that we have a prayer line just for you? If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 877-480-4477. Also, we have monthly partners who receive a CD set of 6 of our shows every month. If you'd like to help us to reach more people through your generous donation, please feel free to give us a call, 877-480-4477. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Light, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Light.
Hello, everyone.
With us is Ken Campbell, and he's going to share how he was supernaturally healed when he didn't even really believe in healing.
Wow.
Welcome to the show, Ken. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, that's wonderful to be with you.
Now, I know that when you were a young boy, your family didn't really go to church or believe in God, but there was this one time that your mom happened to take you to church at 5 years old, and you felt the presence of the Lord. Tell me about that.
Well, I was just 5 years old, and one of the few times that my mother ever took me to church, and I don't know why she did, was a little white church, a Presbyterian church. My sister came with us, and they sang a song, Onward Christian Soldiers. And I thought there'd be soldiers marching outside the church. So I stood up on the pew to look outside. Of course, my mother quickly brought me back down because it was a church where you didn't do those things. And I remember the song, Onward Christian Soldiers. And as I stood up and looked out the window, I felt an awesome presence of something coming over me. Mm-hmm. I think it changed me. I think it was the beginning of really beginning to believe, because I really believe you never know when somebody really starts to believe.
Yeah. Right. So here you were. What I think is so interesting is your family was partiers, smoking, drinking, your dad and everyone in the house. You would take yourself to church as a little boy. You'd walk to church. And I think that's so precious. And then at 14 years old, you ended up going to a meeting where there were missionaries and you heard the song where once again you felt this presence. Tell me about that.
Well, a friend of mine that sat across from me in school invited me to some meetings that his mother and dad had orchestrated, and there happened to be two lady evangelists there. And the very end of the service, they sang a song, Softly and Tenderly Jesus is Calling. And that song touched my heart so much that I memorized every word instantly.
Wow.
And it stuck with me all these years.
Wow. And then after you told your mom that you had that experience, they said, no more church for you.
She was angry. She said, you don't dare go back to that place again. That's wrong. Mm. And so we never did go back.
So from that time until you were 18 years old, you were not going to church. Your dad ended up passing away and you started to work. Tell me how you were feeling at that time.
Well, I started to work at a hardwood flooring factory, and the work was really hard. Mm. And it was during that time that one night as I knelt beside the couch, the window was open and a breeze came in. And all of a sudden, I felt this warm feeling come over me. And it was a cold March day. It was March 31st. The wind blew in and settled on me, and I felt an awareness. Mm. And I started to read the Bible after that, and I knew I was born again because when I went outside, the birds sound different. The breeze that blew on my face felt wonderful.
Wow.
And it seemed like every step I took was full of a spring of some kind.
Oh, that's powerful.
Yeah.
And awesome. So here at 30 years old, we're jumping ahead. You had a back problem so severe that you ended up getting surgery and you were in a lot of pain. Tell me about that.
Oh, I know. I was in a lot of pain. And I worked at the hardwood flooring factory at the time and I'd been injured there. So they sent me to Toronto for an operation and it wasn't successful. And it was supposed to take the pain away, but it really was more pain after the operation than it was before. So, you know, I was really discouraged. But I then had a job at the hospital. I'd got a new job, and when I couldn't bend over, I just didn't know what I was going to do, and I didn't want to go off work. I loved working.
Yeah.
So anyway, my friend who was a doctor invited me to come to hear this young evangelist that he'd sponsored. And so I went, sat on a chair, and the chairs were all full. In came a lady that I'd been praying for, and I thought, I'm give her my chair. So I went to leave, and he was at the door, and he said, no, Ken, you're not leaving. Sit on the windowsill. He said, you got to help me catch the people when this evangelist prays for them. Well, I didn't want to do that, but I liked him. So because I liked him, I stayed. And at the end of the service, before he prayed for anybody else, he struck his arm out to me, and I was like 15-20 feet away, and he said, you're too stubborn to ask for healing. Well, I didn't even know what that really meant in a sense. But he said, just reach out. And I didn't reach out. He said, put your hands up. He was very bossy. He said, put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air. And I put my hands up in the air, and the next thing I knew, I was on the floor, and the pain had gone away, and it's never come back.
Whoa. So basically, you don't even know really why you were there, and suddenly this person, you have no clue who they are, tells you to do it, and you go down. Did you feel anything? What did you experience?
I felt the heat. I felt this tremendous heat go right through my body from the top of my head to the tip of my toes.
Wow.
And it was like the heat stopped in my back somewhere. And the pain went totally, absolutely, totally away. And I'd had this pain for years. I mean, and I was just accepting it.
That's
taking
amazing.
All kinds of medications and drugs. And now it's gone. Never took another drug.
That's amazing. That's
and
amazing.
What's funny is you didn't even know that God could heal you. Is that right?
That is funny.
I didn't even know, and I didn't even ask him. I didn't even ask. All I knew is I was born again. I knew about being born again because I knew I was born again, and I love the Lord with all of my heart. So for me to get healed like that was almost foreign to me. I had almost had people explain what happened. And my friend who was a doctor, and he was a Pentecostal guy, and he explained what happened to me.
Wow. And now what I think is so cool is that after that, you started skiing and doing all these kind of things that you couldn't do before.
Yeah, cross-country skiing, downhill skiing. Yeah, in fact, just 4 years ago, I was skiing in Colorado in
wow.
Breckenridge.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a great place.
And now what I think is so cool is that you've been healed of many things, not just this. God has healed you also of prostate cancer, even though you did take proper nutrition, but he's healed you of this and you feel vibrant. And how old are you now?
I'll be 77 on August 8th of this year.
Wow. 77.
But nobody can believe it.
Yeah.
Nobody can believe it. It's sort of boastful to say, but most people think I'm in my 50s still.
That's amazing. Well, there are people listening right now, Ken, who need a miracle, who don't even know if God can heal them, and why would he, and all these things, these questions are going on in their mind. What would you say to someone right now who just feels like, why would God heal me, or could he heal me?
Well, he cares about everybody, and he wants us healed. I mean, if you're not healed, you're somewhat handicapped, you know? And when you're handicapped, you can't be used of God the same way that he planned for you to be used. So it's kind of a trick of the devil for you to accept the fact that, oh, I'm crippled, or I'm lame, or I'm sick, or I'll never be better. I never say those kinds of things. I just believe you need to be very positive and say, Lord, I know you love me. I know you care about me. And I know when Jesus died on the cross, that healing was in the atonement. The stripes he received were for my healing. And it's not just for just a few people. It's across the board. It's for everybody.
Wow. Amen. Well, you know what I'm hearing right now from you, Ken, is that it doesn't matter if you've had a sickness for years, days, months, weeks, just keep praying. And we're going to pray for our guests right now, Ken, that they get that healing that you received and they don't give up hope. That's another thing. Don't lose hope, even if you're in the worst of circumstances.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us and all that God has done. We thank him that you are a miracle walking.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You know, what's amazing is that, as I've discovered as well, as a former atheist, I didn't believe in healing or things like that. And I just thought it was just, I don't know, placebo, or I don't know what it was. But when I came to know Christ and I started experiencing, seeing people getting healed, I can't deny it. I've seen it happen right before my eyes through me, myself praying. And we're going to pray for someone right now. If there's someone who's listening and you're saying, I have something I need physical healing for, well, the truth is, it's not going to happen unless we swing and try for it. Amen. So Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for anyone who might be suffering through any ailment, might even be something as severe as blind eyes or paralysis, whatever it is, God, whatever infirmity it is, we speak against it right now. We come against those infirmities in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
We command them to go right now. Mm-hmm. And Father, we just pray for your blessing. We pray for your power, your healing right now.
Mm-hmm.
We receive it, Jesus. Just receive it, my friend.
Yes.
We receive your power.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, I believe Jesus is touching you right now.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And as an act of faith, raise your hands and say, I believe and I receive your healing. Just do that right now, like Ken did. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.